Hey, wow, we're on the radio too. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday. It's time for the Best 10, GBH's early edition. The program just sneaks up on you sometimes. I start talking to everybody on Facebook Live. Boy, there's Karen this morning, booming in from the North Shore. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Shelby. Andrew is with us here as well. My name is Joe, and this is early edition. Brendan is off today. Don't worry, it was planned. It's the 21st of October, and I should probably have my foghorn handy because it's awfully foggy out. I know you guys are zooming in from home, but did you look out the window? Is it like that where you are too?
Not even, is it? No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah, we got the pea soup going today.
Oh.
Here, hang on. We can do this right. oh, that's fog and flow. Different one here. This is, that's the one. Okay.
Fog and flow.
It's 60 degrees in Boston. Remember fog and flow? Pre-pandemic memories.
I miss that. That was an event that could have survived the pandemic.
Actually, that's true. Let's bring it back,
guys.
I'll meet you at Franklin Park.
Why am I not walking through fog every day?
What was that for? I'm having a hard time even remembering how did they convince
I thought it was just an art installment.
just an outdoor art installation. I thought there was a reason for it, but yeah, they did this series in Franklin Park that we all got lost and they had a big fog machine. So we have a dense fog advisory. This is the real stuff. It'll be in effect till 10 a.m. and it's not going to be very nice today. We'll just get right to it. Cloudy, drizzle this morning. And high temps in the upper 60s. It looks like we're not going to have downpours, though, which is nice once again. Good morning to everybody on Facebook Live. Russ is here from Salem, and I understand you got a lot of company lately, Russ. Everybody's going to Salem, even though they were told not to.
Good morning, Wayne. You just can't help. I bet everybody thinks, well, it'll just be me, and that's several thousand people.
Yeah.
Right.
Donna says it's scary foggy driving in this morning, and I would agree with that. It was kind of spooky. So many people don't realize they can get a free taco, says Donna. There's no waiting for it. You know, we'll get to the free tacos. It's a World Series thing. 2 weeks from now, it'll be over, says Bill. You're right about that. Hi, Mike. Hi, Frank. Hi, Nelson, James, Philip, Pod, John, and Paul's in here. Bob says 57 degrees in Lynn, but COVID-19 is hot.
Okay.
Hi, GBH. Hi, William. Good to see you. Sun will be back tomorrow. I say everybody makes lunch plans. Going to be nice sun, low 70s, and we'll start to cool off as we go into the weekend on Friday. Anybody watch the World Series? Speaking of which, the Dodgers beat the Rays 8-3, winning game one of the World Series. There was this guy on the field, though. Well, you might have heard of him before.
There he goes. No throw. That is a stolen base. Mookie Betts has stolen the first base of the 2020 World Series. All of America wins free Doritos Locos Tacos.
Yeah. So we lost Mookie Betts, but we got free Doritos Locos Tacos, America. How does that work? Do you have to? Is there a day when we can do that, Andrew? Or is like today the day to do that?
It's October 28th.
Oh, is that?
So if Mookie stole a bet,
I love that you have that
base in the World Series, that's what got it for everybody?
It was if anybody stole a base in a particular inning.
It's not the first time he's done it either, right?
He did it in 2018 as well.
So we sold. Good thing we sold him.
And this is a taco that is essentially wrapped in a Dorito.
Oh, yeah. Are you not familiar with this? Come on now.
I am not.
Doritos Locos Tacos? Come on. Let's not.
I'm not a Taco Bell person.
Okay.
I mean, I know you can feed like
you're not supposed to be
with $2,
but you can't hide from these commercials. Have been on for years, and they're funny. It's Wall Street this morning. Futures are up again. I don't know why. Really, the rally faded out to nothing yesterday because Mitch McConnell started talking privately. It's amazing how these things leak out of the Tuesday caucus meetings. He did that on purpose, I'm sure. But he said the White House warned him: do not strike a deal with Nancy before the election. She's got it out for you. They think a deal on the stimulus, this is interesting, would derail the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. You can only get so much done before Election Day. So it looks like this is not going to happen.
Priorities.
Yet Dow futures are up 100. No, they're down now. 16. So President Trump walked out of the interview. This is the big 60 Minutes show this weekend, right? You get Trump, you got Biden. They're both sitting for one-on-one interviews, tough questions. Mm-hmm. I guess Biden did his on Monday with the anchor of the CBS Evening News, I was going to say World News, and Leslie Stahl did the interview with President Trump at the White House yesterday. He apparently sat for 45 minutes and then got up and walked out It was not going well. He canceled the walk and talk on the colonnade, which is always part of these things, and then tweets that he will release his own recording, maybe, prior to airtime, in all caps. Then kicked out a video of Leslie Stahl not wearing a mask. He writes, fake and biased. This is sound of her not wearing a mask immediately after the interview, but her two producers are wearing masks. Of course, she took hers off to be on camera. It has been confirmed that she arrived. She was tested that morning. She arrived with a mask and, in fact, was introduced to the president wearing her mask.
It was also revealed. I saw that video, and I guess I mistook one of her producers for Trump.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
I was thinking,
you don't think he's putting that on, do you?
Social distance. Well, that's N95 mask. No. I was really surprised.
You know, I didn't realize till I read this morning, Leslie Stahl was hospitalized with COVID last spring. She's done this.
Oh. Hmm.
So I wonder if her questioning got a little personal about his trip to the hospital. I don't know what we're going to be in for here, but this ought to be something. She's just the kind, you know, she could get him really upset, the kind of questioning that she does.
Maybe she offered him a kiss. He wants to kiss everyone. So.
You know, and I didn't hear him talk about that last night. He went to Erie, Pennsylvania, and it's interesting. Melania did not. The first lady stayed home because of a, quote, lingering cough following COVID, unquote. A lingering cough. The president did go, though, and boy, I'll tell you what, we are really getting into the abstract here, something. We're just getting awfully honest. As we learned this morning, the campaign financing is out. President Trump's $63 million, dwarfed, as the headline reads in the New York Times, by Biden's $177 million. So the president's out there. He's looking at the polls. He needs to get some action, retail politics, do the rallies, even though you didn't plan to. Before
the plague came in, I had it made. I wasn't coming to Erie. I mean, I have to be honest. There's no way I was coming. I didn't have to. I would have called you and said, hey, Erie, you know, if you have a chance, get out. But we had this thing won. We were so far up. We had the greatest economy ever, greatest jobs, greatest everything. And then we got hit with the plague. And I had to go back to work. Hello, Erie. May I please have your vote?
Oh, hello, Erie. We came anyway. He sounded really tired.
I'm single now.
Yeah, that's right.
I need a date.
He sounded really tired at the end of it. Usually, you know, he's been screaming. Really, he's been dancing, the YMCA, Macho Man, really trying to show the energy.
If you can call that dancing.
Yeah. He was very low. It was low Trump last night.
I can't imagine that these things wouldn't tire anybody out.
Oh, absolutely. My God.
Days and days.
Wayne says, Erie or Erie's? Yeah, I don't think it's E-R-I-E there. I don't think there's two E's in there. Yeah. Jeanette says, but he called the plague a hoax a month ago, isn't it? I know. William says, blah, blah. So Joe Biden was preparing for the debate. That's tomorrow. And I just can't imagine. I'm just trying to imagine what this is going to be like on Zoom. They're going to do this like we do this. Except Karen can mute you. That's the difference.
Yeah.
So, our update. Another day of 800-plus cases in Mass. 821 new infections. 5 more people died. And the governor says they've got a plan for the vaccines now, huh? Mm-hmm. They're going to have 3 groups of people. Those with pre-existing conditions, those over 65, and then essential workers, I guess, will be the third.
The plan lays out initial steps in our state's planning for a robust, comprehensive, and equitable vaccine distribution system once one or more vaccines are available here in the Commonwealth.
Yet, he says it's people aged 20 to 39 who are most actively spreading the virus. So it looks like we're going to get somewhere between, he says, 20,000 and 60,000 doses in the first phase of distribution. How the heck are you supposed to plan for that? 20 to 60? So anywhere from 1 to 100. Moderna was making news yesterday saying they might have an emergency application in November. Then Pfizer says it won't be till the middle, late November.
This is a lot of
like
Boy Who Cried Wolf. Like, I'm kind of over this until I have met a person or know of a person who has gotten it.
Yeah, well, facing, you know, this is, Wall Street's been treating it that way, too. These news headlines don't really move the stocks all that much. Moderna does, but people are, they're just, they don't really buy it anymore. You get a big headline, stock moves little, then it kind of doesn't. Right. It's not, plus, these companies have said they don't plan to make a lot of money on these vaccines. This is not going to be like a blockbuster drug, so the motivations are just different than they would be for anything else. Mm-hmm. So, because of COVID, they canceled Halloween in Salem, right?
Mm-hmm.
First, Salem cancels Halloween. Now, the Great Pumpkin will not be on TV this year?
For the first time.
What is happening?
In 60 years?
What I think it was 55 years, yeah. For the first time, not available. It used to be on CBS all those years, then it went to ABC. You will not, unless you have some sort of streaming device, be able to see
Apple
Snoopy.
TV, right?
Fighting, flying in World War I in his biplane, watching the time waste away in the pumpkin patch. No, the Great Pumpkin will only be on Apple Plus.
The Christmas special, too.
Which lame, right?
Yeah, no, it's all of them. It's all of them. I'm trying to be seasonal here.
The Christmas special.
Apple bought the Great Pumpkin. They bought the Thanksgiving special, and they bought the Christmas special. Okay, now here's the good news. Here's the good news. First of all, we all have that. We own them already. Right? We're pretending to be upset about this.
I don't have that.
You don't?
I don't have Apple TV.
No, I don't mean. I mean, this show, you don't have like a DVD of the Christmas special somewhere?
My parents probably have a VHS, but
there
who
you
the
go.
Heck has a player?
Get the VCR out.
I gotta go get a VCR.
Hey, I'll tell you what. The commercials will be the best part, right? Brought to you
Absolutely.
By you guys on Facebook Live. Brought to you by Peter Paul. Who is Peter Paul? Remember the candy company? Brought to you by Almond Joy. Okay. If you just give it a couple of days, though, now granted, you still need access. You have to stream the Apple, but they're going to put them all up free before the actual holidays. So you'll be able to stream them free. And
it's
of course,
not the same.
This is the way they bring you in to subscribe to Apple Plus, right? Mm-hmm. No dummies. We got one more day of pledge. By the way, thanks to everybody who listens to Early Edition, who stepped up to make this thing happen. And a special thanks to Martha this morning, who tweets, just reached Sam and GBH membership, donated in time to be doubled, regret I'm not a philanthropist, see you at 5 a.m. And I love that, Martha, thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
We heard from Kurt yesterday, who joins us every morning on Early Edition. I want a tour of those English country homes someday, Kurt. It's quite a website, so thanks to everybody for helping us get this done. Okay, I've got a couple of good ones. Birthdays today. How old do we think? Kim Kardashian. This is a pretty big one. Did
36?
You look already?
No.
The big 4-0.
Is she?
So is Kim officially old, or is now 40 the new 30?
22.
Patty Davis is 68. Judge Judy is 78. So is Elvin Bishop. Steve Cropper is still playing at 79. I love that guy. Go with the stacks of wax. And Manfred Mann is an 80-year-old man. This morning, we also remember the Queen of Salsa. Celia Cruz, born on this day in Havana. Stay with us, everybody. Have a great day. Meet you back here tomorrow. We're just getting started on GBH.
Support for GBH's Early Edition comes from you and Lexus. Presenting the Lexus RX, now with enhanced dynamic handling and an available 12.3-inch touchscreen for more connectivity than previous RX models. Lexus. Experience amazing. Learn more at Lexus.com. And the Boston Symphony Orchestra, presenting the Boston Symphony Orchestra's Encore Recital Series, now available. You can learn more at bso.org, where you can hear daily performances and go behind the scenes.